Here with me in this interview, I have Jim Jerkowski. And Jim, I know you're a board member of the Appaloosa Horse Club. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, I've been in this business. My first national was in 1970 in here on South Dakota, so we've been at it for 38 years or something like that. Sandy, my wife, and I, we train out of Kearney, Nebraska. We train basically the all-round horse. We're a little old-fashioned. We think these horses can do more than one thing, and Sandy does a lot of the non-pro and the youth stuff.
Well, what do you think about being here in Jackson?
I've enjoyed Jackson. You know, the general consensus was that people didn't want to come, but once you got here, this is a nice facility. You know, yeah. The town has been friendly. There's nothing wrong with security. It's a good place to show. You know, yeah. I'll come back.
Wonderful. Well, when we look at how things are going with the organization, since you're on the board here, and I understand coming back on the board or what have you, how do you feel about how everything's going with the Appaloosa Horse Club right now?
Well, I don't think it's just the Appaloosa Club so much, but the horse industry is down. You can blame some of it on the economy. I think everything goes in cycles, you know, and right now the horse deal is down a little bit. But the Appaloosa Club, we've got some problems, but we can turn this thing around and make it better for everybody, you know. So when you hear the numbers are down, and compared to the quarter horses, our percentage isn't as down as bad as theirs. But it looks worse because we don't have the numbers that they have to start with. So but we'll survive. We'll be all right.
What are some of the things you would like to see the board accomplish while you're serving on it?
They keep wondering how we get new members, and I think we're going about it all wrong. Personally, I think we got the members we have. We make them happy, they'll get us new members. Right now we make one guy mad, we get a new guy in, we're just trading membership numbers. We're not gaining anything. So I think we need to concentrate on getting some sponsorships in here, get some outside interest. Our image is something we are always going to fight. The perception of a lot of these Appaloosa horses is big heads, big feet, no manes, no tails. Years ago, that was the way. Right now, I truly think the Appaloosa can go compete with anybody. I've been to the Quarter Horse World where they have 15 finalists to come back that are all good. We probably have four or five. So we don't have the numbers that are as deep as they have. But you take our four or five, we can compete with anybody. So... But I think marketing and changing our image, maybe the word is getting modern. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to educate the general public that this horse is, you know, he's got a mane and a tail and a brain and everything else just like any other horse.
So, good point. Well, thank you, Jim, for taking a minute to talk with me here at the National Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.